Welcome back to the Deep Dive. You know, I was prepping for today's show, staring at a screen full of analytics and customer data, and I just had this sinking feeling.
Oh, yeah.
We are living in this bizarre paradox in the business world right now. I mean, we have more data than any human could possibly process. We're literally drowning in it.
Right.
And yet, somehow, we are starving for actual usable content.
It feels completely contradictory, doesn't it? You'd think drowning in information would mean we're swimming in insights.
Exactly. If I'm a VP of sales or a CEO, I technically have the truth about my company. Mm-hmm. I've got thousands of hours of recorded calls sitting in Gong. I know why customers are angry. I know why they love us. It's all in there, you know, buried in the digital sediment. But if I ask my marketing team to turn that truth into a blog post or a video today, they'd look at me like I'm crazy. Why is that bridge so broken?
I think it's because we're treating intelligence gathering and content production as the same muscle when they're actually completely different organs.
Yeah.
We have the ears, the intelligence gathering working overtime.
That's Gong.
That's tools like Gong. They hear everything. But the hands, the ability to actually make stuff based on what we hear, are still like stuck in the 1990s.
Meaning a human being still has to sit down, open a blank Google Doc, blink at a cursor, and wonder what to type.
That is the production bottleneck. And that is exactly what we are taking apart today. We're looking at what happens when you finally connect the ears of your business directly to a robotic set of hands.
Okay, so lay out the players for us. We all know Gong, but what's the other half of this equation?
We're pairing Gong.io with the Auto Content API. And the mission for this deep dive is to see if we can move from, say, a Craftsman model of content where every single piece is whittled by hand to a full-on industrial model.
Industrial scale content. That sounds, I don't know, it sounds efficient, but maybe a little scary, like we're just churning out more noise.
It can be, for sure, if you do it wrong. But the argument here is that it might be the only way to survive the noise. It's about building what's called programmable content infrastructure.
Okay, programmable content infrastructure. That's a mouthful. Before we get into the gears of this, I have to ask. I've been playing with Google's Notebook LM recently.
Oh, really?
You upload a PDF, two AI hosts chat about it, kind of like us. It's magic. So why can't I just use that? Why do we need this auto content API thing?
That is the million-dollar question. And look, Notebook LM is fantastic, don't get me wrong, but think of it as a walled garden.
A walled garden.
Yeah. You are the gardener. You have to walk in, plant the seed, which is, you know, uploading the file, and then wait for the flower. It's a totally manual process. It's designed for a student studying for a test, not an enterprise running a global strategy.
Because I can't automate it. I can't hook it up to my CRM or anything.
Exactly. You can't program it. The Auto Content API is designed for what's called headless content production.
Whoa, pause there. Headless. I hear developers say that all the time. Oh. For the non-coders listening, and for me, what does that actually mean in this context?
Okay, yeah, good question. Think of it like a restaurant. A headed system is your standard sit-down place. Mm. You walk in, you look at a menu, you order from a waiter.
Got it.
A headless system is like a ghost kitchen. There's no dining room, no waiters. It's just a kitchen that takes digital orders from Uber Eats, DoorDash, and Grubhub all at once and just pumps out food.
I like that. So auto content is the ghost kitchen. It doesn't have a pretty interface where I drag and drop files.
Not really. It lives in the code. It just waits for a signal, a webhook, and then it cooks. And because it's headless, it separates ideation from production.
Which means we aren't asking the AI to come up with the idea itself, because that's usually where AI fails for me.
That is a crucial distinction. If you ask ChatGPT, write me a blog about sales, you get fluff. You get hallucinations. But here, the idea already happened. It happened on a real sales call recorded by Gong. The truth exists. We're just using the API to change the wrapper.
So we're just taking the meat of the conversation and repackaging it.
We are transforming it. We're moving from a linear model where a human has to sit down and write a summary to a parallel model.
Mm-hmm.
The API can take that one single sales call and instantly convert it into a blog post, a podcast, a video, and a quiz all at the same time.
Okay, I'm sold on the ghost kitchen analogy.
Yeah.
Let's see what's on the menu. Let's start internal. I'm a sales VP. My team is burning out. I see in Gong that, say, five reps absolutely crushed their pitches this week.
Mm-hmm.
In the old world, I send an email. Hey, guys, listen to minute 14 of Sarah's call.
Right, which uses the hope strategy.
Mm.
You hope they read the email. You hope they click the link. You hope they actually scrub to minute 14.
Okay, spoiler alert, they don't.
They never do. So enter the API workflow. Gong flags those five winning calls based on deal health or progression. That's the trigger.
Okay.
It sends the raw transcripts or the summary notes to Auto Content. Now, this is where the multi-speaker dynamics engine comes in.
Multi-speaker, like us, like a conversation.
Yes. The API doesn't just summarize the text. It scripts a dialogue between two AI agents, a host and an expert analyzing why Sarah's pitch worked. It turns a boring transcript into a SportsCenter-style breakdown of the game tape.
So instead of my rep reading a memo, they get a 10-minute podcast episode in their pocket.
Precisely. And this taps into something called knowledge transfer.
Yeah.
When you listen to two people discussing a concept, your brain retains it differently than when you just read a bulleted list. It's less cognitive load.
Right. They can listen while they're driving to a client or at the gym.
It turns homework into entertainment.
Let's talk cost. Producing a podcast is expensive. I need mics, editing software, a producer. If I tried to do a weekly SportsCenter recap for my sales team, my CFO would kill me.
Oh, if you did this manually, you're looking at hundreds, maybe thousands of dollars per episode, minimum, plus days of turnaround time.
Yeah.
The source material here pegs the Auto Content API cost at somewhere between 10 euro cents and 2 euros per episode.
Wait, 2 euros? That's not rounding error. That's not even a cup of coffee.
It's almost free. And that changes the economics of what's worth producing. Suddenly, you can produce a show for just 10 people, a specific sales team in a specific region, and it still makes perfect financial sense. You can go after the long tail of internal content.
Okay, that's internal. I can definitely see the value there. But let's look outward. Marketing. This is where I get a little skeptical because marketing needs to be, you know, high quality. You mentioned newsjacking.
Right. This is a classic move. Gong has what it calls a revenue graph. It knows what the market is talking about right now.
Right.
Let's say Gong notices a 400% spike in customers asking about a new topic, say AI regulation.
Okay, so I have the signal. My customers are worried about AI regulation, but a sales transcript isn't a blog post. It's just people asking questions. I can't really publish that.
Correct. That's where the deep research endpoint comes in. The workflow triggers an autonomous agent using models like Gemini or OpenAI to go out to the open web. It reads SEC filings, news articles, legal briefs.
So it takes the question from Gong and finds the answer on Google.
It combines the internal signal with external facts. It validates the trend. Then it synthesizes all of that into a script. And here's where it gets wild. The video create shorts endpoint.
I have to be honest, when I hear AI video, I cringe a little. I think of those creepy, glitchy avatars on TikTok that look like bad video game characters. Is that what we're talking about? Because I don't want my brand associated with spam.
That is a very valid fear. We've all seen the slop, as they call it. But the tech is moving so fast. We're talking about faceless video strategies,
yeah,
often using stock footage, kinetic typography, and voiceovers, or really high-end avatars that are getting harder and harder to distinguish from reality.
So the goal isn't to trick people into thinking it's a real human, but just to deliver the information efficiently.
It's about omnichannel ubiquity.
Mm.
If your competitors are silent on AI regulation because their marketing team is still scheduling a meeting to discuss a blog post, and you have 20 short videos up explaining it, generated automatically the moment the trend started, you win the attention war.
It's using speed as a weapon.
Speed and relevance. You aren't guessing what to write about. Gong told you what to write about. Auto Content just did the typing and the filming.
This brings us to customer success, and I want to touch on something in the notes called the CEO paradox. What is that?
It's the tension between scale and intimacy. Customers want a personal relationship. They want to hear from the leader. But the CEO cannot physically record a personal thank you video for 10,000 customers. There just aren't enough hours in the day.
So let me guess. We clone them.
We clone their voice. Auto Content has a voice cloning endpoint. The CEO, or whoever, records a few minutes of audio one time. The system learns their cadence, their tone, their pause patterns.
I find this equally fascinating and terrifying. You're saying we can have the CEO's voice welcome every single new customer by name?
Yes. Gong detects a new deal is signed. Or maybe Gong's health score for an account drops. The API generates a script. Hey, John, so you just joined us. Excited to have you. The clone voice narrates it.
Does it sound robotic, though? Because if I get a message that sounds like a GPS trying to be my friend, I'm just deleting it.
The reviews in the source material claim it's natural, steady, and believable. But you raise a really good point. We are entering the uncanny valley. There is a risk. If you get caught faking sincerity, it backfires badly.
Right. So maybe use it for updates and training, but be careful with the deep emotional stuff.
Exactly. Or use it to reduce friction. Think about the friction in customer success. Gong data often reveals that customers keep asking the exact same three questions during onboarding.
The how do I reset my password or how do I export a report question.
Right. And your CSMs are burning out repeating the answers. The fix here is the Auto Content API's explainer video generation. The API can crawl your documentation related to those questions and generate 60-second explainer videos.
So instead of the CSM typing out the answer for the 1,000th time, they just send a link to a video.
Yes. And the source mentions a key SEO benefit here, dwell time. If you put these videos on your help pages, people stay longer to watch them. That signals to Google that your page is valuable.
So you're saving the CSM's sanity, helping the customer, and boosting your SEO all at the same time.
That is the efficiency trifecta.
Okay, we've talked about the what and the why. I want to talk about the how. For the operations people listening who have to actually build this, is this a six-month engineering project? Do I need a team of developers?
It shouldn't be. The philosophy here is API first, but also low-code friendly. You use those glue tools like Make.com or Zapier.
The digital duct tape.
The invisible factory floor. The workflow usually looks like this. Gong sends a webhook. That's the trigger. Make.com catches it, formats the data, and passes it to Auto Content. Auto Content does the heavy lifting, the transformation, and sends the file back. Then Make.com pushes it out to Spotify or YouTube or an email.
So once it's set up, it just runs.
Hey.
It runs in the background. But there is one massive feature we haven't touched on yet. And for global companies, this is the game changer. Localization.
Oh, right. Because Gong records in English, mostly, but your team might be in Japan or Germany.
And usually, that knowledge is trapped in the language it was spoken in. If a rep in Chicago figures out a brilliant way to handle an objection, the team in Munich never hears about it.
Because they aren't going to sit and listen to an hour-long call in English.
Exactly. But Auto Content supports over 50 languages. So you can build a workflow where that U.S. sales win is transcribed, synthesized, translated, and then regenerated as a training podcast in fluent German or Japanese.
Wait, hold on. So the AI hosts are actually speaking German?
Yes, instantly.
That's not just content creation. That's blowing up language barriers inside a company. You could create a truly global brain for your organization.
It multiplies the value of your best moments across the entire globe. You aren't just scaling content. You're scaling competence.
Wow. We've covered a lot of ground today, from ghost kitchens for content to cloning the CEO. If we boil this all down, what are we really looking at? What's the big picture shift here?
I think we are looking at the rise of the agentic web. Gong already has Gong agents that automate follow-up emails and pipeline edits. Auto Content is automating the creation of the assets themselves.
I feel like I can see where this road ends.
Well, if the listening is automated, and the creating is automated, and the sending is automated,
then the human is no longer in the loop.
We are moving toward a future where the entire revenue cycle, from a customer's objection to the content that resolves it, could happen without direct human intervention.
That is a heavy thought to leave us with. It forces us to ask, if the robot is doing the work, what is our job?
Our job is to design the machine, not to be the gears inside it. Our job is strategy, empathy, and deciding what problems the machine should be solving in the first place.
That's the takeaway. For you listening, the learner, I want you to look at your business differently tomorrow. Where is your trapped value? Do you have thousands of hours of Gong recordings just gathering dust? Do you have PDFs no one reads? That is fuel just waiting for an engine.
Don't let your best intelligence go to waste just because you don't have the hands to type it all up.
The tools are there. You just have to be brave enough to turn them on. Thanks for diving deep with us today.
See you next time.